Welcome to the Spencer FC Podcast!
All right, mate, how you doing? Welcome back to the Spencer FC Podcast. Today, we've got a little bit of a different one for you. I'm looking forward to telling you all about it. Before we do that, though, I've got to thank our sponsors, DreamTeamFC.com. Make sure you check out the football website, DreamTeamFC.com. They make this podcast possible. Right, today, I've got two guests who you may have seen on the channel a couple times, but more so recently. Their names are Rich and Faisal. Rich and Faisal, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, excellent.
How are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. So the reason you guys are here is that you both play in a football team with me. We made our debut, sort of debut, recently, didn't we? We took on a channel called The Football Republic on YouTube. It's on my channel. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it. And we went under the guy Spencer FC. It's the same name of the team that I used. We played at Wembley last year. It's obviously the name of my channel. But what a lot of people maybe don't know that are listening is that that was actually like an experiment of sorts. It was a trial because we wanted to see if we could actually form a proper team. We've all played in teams together before. We'll talk more about that later. But we wanted to test the waters for a football YouTube team. And the test was successful. We played well. The audience seemed to like it. We even did a poll on YouTube. We asked people if they want to see us play more regularly. I think 98% said yes. 2%, you know, feel free to not watch.
Who cares about that? Yeah.
But the 98% of people were up for it. So what we're actually doing today is announcing this team. This is an exclusive for podcast listeners. People may have seen a recent Football Manager video I put on the channel where I did also allude to this, to be fair. But the team is not going to be called Spencer FC. It's going to be called Hashtag United. Okay? You're both going to be playing for Hashtag United. How do you feel about that? Do you feel good, Faisal?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yes?
This is the start of something that I think will be special. The trial was an interesting experience, but you could tell that chemistry was there pretty immediately.
Were you a free agent, or did I have to...
I've been talking to a number of different bodies.
Right,
but
okay.
Yeah, obviously, the Spencer FC brand is strong, and it reeled me in.
Flattery will get you straight into the starting lineup, mate.
I hope so. Right wing, mate.
Okay, and Rich, of course, we've played together slightly more recently than Faisal and I have played together.
Yeah.
You had a great debut for the team.
Yeah, I don't think I could have asked for anything better, to be honest.
It went so well. So if you didn't see the game, Rich and I played centre-back together, and we had Akin Fenwa, who's been on the podcast before, managing us.
Who's
and
that?
He took a real love for you, didn't he?
Yeah, I felt like a bit of a bromance was starting to blossom, to be honest.
I mean, we played two games. On the first match, he called you the Man Mountain.
Yep.
Which I'm guessing is probably going to be on your gravestone now.
Yeah, probably.
singled you out as a kind of man of the match performance, hugged you. He shook everyone else's hands, but he hugged you.
Yeah, I still haven't recovered from that.
You've got a few bruised ribs.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there for the second game. In the second game, you scored an absolute worldie from about 25 yards out. Is that something we can expect to see regularly?
Normally, I would say no, but I've done it twice in two games now. So
hello.
I like to think that maybe I could score another one in my career.
This is the good thing about what we're going to try and do with Hashtag United is that obviously the games will all be filmed. So as three guys that have played a number of different levels and age groups together, it's just, unless you're a professional footballer, you just don't get that treatment, do you?
No.
It's what excited me about the Wembley Cup, and it's what excites me about this, is that, Faisal, if you score some of the free kicks you used to score when we were young, which I haven't seen you score recently, to be fair, but I'm hoping you can recapture. It's going to be recorded on video. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm looking forward to get back to my high standards.
Yes.
And in front of the your fans and the hashtag following.
Our fans, mate. They're going to become our fans. Hopefully, people are going to become fans of the club. You might get your own cult following. Rich, you might get your own cult following. Who knows?
Or enlarge the existing cult following that I...
Carry the existing cult following.
I did wonder if those people were outside.
Yeah. That's the other thing that's quite interesting as well, is that I know it's different for a lot of you guys. I'm sort of used to it now, having done YouTube for a long time, but the comments side of it is quite interesting because, you know, when we play, for instance, Sunday league when we were kids or uni football or whatever, you have the people that see the game, which is basically your teammates, and that's it. You might go home and tell your mate about it and be like, this happened, that happened, but it's all then your own opinion on what happened. But we obviously have a lot of people watching this game, and we'll watch our games going forward, which is good and bad, because it means if you do score a worldie or a free kick or whatever, you get that praise. But the negative side is you get people call you out. For instance, Ryan Adams, who played up front for us in that game, hopefully he's going to sign for us, he's a very, very good player. Rich, you play with him regularly. Yeah. I have as well. We both know he's very good, right? Well, I think was amazing that first game. He got two goals and he got an assist, and we won 3-0. But because of the way the highlights work, and he missed a fair few chances, he actually probably got more negative comments than positive comments.
Well, with a conversion rate of about 5%, you've got to expect some kind of negativity, to be honest with you.
I mean, you have to. I agree, but you have to also praise him for the amount of chances he can get on the end of, like, because he's got a good control and he can create those opportunities. Like our mate James Lovett had the same thing. We did a video a few months prior where we did a memorial match for our friend, didn't we? He had a different situation because he missed loads of chances, but he didn't score any. So, yes, he deserved a little bit of banter in the comments, I thought. But
and coming back to that game...
You had an interesting game,
Someone had a penalty that game, and someone also had quite a good record of scoring penalties.
Until that game.
I would say 100% record until that game.
Is that the first penalty you've ever missed?
You should know that, mate. From the teams we've played played for.
I've never seen you miss one, but I assumed you would have maybe missed one in other games where I wasn't there.
In a proper game, that was the first. It was a true Balotelli moment, and it was also the first game that was... on YouTube.
No, so everyone thinks you're not a good penalty taker. That's annoying.
And I saw that in the comments, and it's just important to dust yourself down and practice them, because I haven't done a penalty in practice probably since we played.
So are you going to come back from that? Are you saying that you still would like to throw your hat in the ring as the hashtag United penalty taker, or are you going to retire after your first miss?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we played last week and we had a penalty and I stepped straight up to take it.
Very true.
What it does do, as you know, we used to train together, it really proves the point that a bit of training does really pay off.
Yeah,
because I'd always
used to
do
practice
that.
Them
yeah,
a lot.
A couple of minutes at the end.
Yeah.
If Stevens would let me
Stevens.
Get on the football.
I mean, Stevens, we'll have to get him on the podcast one day. He's
coming back to that 2% negativity, you know, we've got the Stevens factor in there, so you've done pretty well to achieve 98.
I know, exactly. Stevens is definitely a love or hate character, but I feel like he's matured as a footballer. We should talk about that. So we played last Wednesday for your new five-a-side team, Lazio.
And
we are
officially
setting up as the feeder club to hashtag.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Taking East London by storm. Lazio is a new concept, primarily based
new
around
way of,
football.
New way of life, would you say? Or
Yes. I would definitely say that. It's more than football. It's about a way of behaving and carrying yourself throughout every element of life. But we like to show that on the football pitch too.
Yeah, and we did. We smashed the team about 12-2, didn't
11-2,
we?
11-2, I think. 11-2, pretty much everyone scored.
Yeah, pretty much everyone scored, mate.
Yeah, except for one. One new
sign we made. The funny thing is, I definitely had the most shots as well. We were all sort of playing free-flowing, kind of like, you know, ticky-tacka stuff. And I probably had about 45 shots in that game. I scored zero goals. But a lot of goals did come off the rebounds, because it's one of those like cages where everything stays in.
So a lot of goals came. Assists.
I reckon I got about 6 assists, mate.
Yeah.
You think about that?
From shots that missed.
I wasn't trying to set
that's
someone
a thing
up,
in
but
cage
it still
football.
Counts. Exactly.
I think it was the curse of the number 9 shirt that we handed you
I said it's upside down, mate. It should be number 6, because I've never been a number 9 in my life. But having
and
said
probably
that...
never will be again.
Probably never should be, yeah. But having said that, we did get a lovely win, and I play for the team, mate. So I'm happy. I was happy with the performance. But yeah, Lazio is the official feeder club with hashtag. One thing we should talk about as well before we get into more detail is Rich... There's a good chance you might have to leave us mid-podcast because you literally have a wife who's ready to pop.
Yeah, yeah, baby number 2.
Baby number 2.
Yeah, she's due, well, any time really. The official due date's in a month.
Right, okay.
But on the second one, it could be any time. So.
Is that a thing? The second one's often earlier, is it? Or?
Apparently.
Okay.
I wouldn't know, but well, that's what the professionals tell me.
You have permission to be excused if that does come up.
Thanks. Okay. I did tell her she'd have to hold it in, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's so that we've got a father, soon to be double father in the team.
I'm already thinking about the kind of goal celebrations we can expect.
Yes. Go get one of the baby. If you can't, obviously you can't see me in the podcast, but I'm doing the... I think it was it Romario or Beto? Beto for Brazil did this in the 98 World Cup, I think. Beto, when he scored. I think he invented that. I don't know. But yeah, it's a classic newborn baby celebration.
I remember Joel Campbell for Arsenal the other day had a dummy attached to his shorts.
Did he?
And he scored and got it out to celebrate. But I'm thinking, how many players had something written on their shirts or a mask or something down their socks and they never scored?
Yeah.
For like 10 games.
Well, yeah, because all those people are like, the why always me?
Yeah.
Balotelli might have worn that for like a year. He finally got to
get it out.
But that is true. I did think about it. I remember Gutierrez used to have the Spider-Man mask. Remember he pulled that out? But yeah. We should think about that as well, because one thing we didn't do last game I'd like us to do moving forward is actually... when we score goals, when I say we, I mean you guys, because it probably won't be me, is run to the camera and celebrate, like, and acknowledge the cameras are there, because that can create some quite funny stuff. Especially if we start doing stuff like, for instance, if Ryan keeps getting pressure about missing shots, he should do some sort of reaction celebration to take it to the comments, you know what I mean? Take it on the chin. But it's a good one. So let's talk more about how, before we get into hashtag United and how that's going to work and what our plans for that moving forward, let's talk more about how we all know each other. And you know, how we all came to be friends and play football together. So Faisal, I've known you since I was 7 years old, I think, or 8 years old. We met in the first year of primary school. And you and I are both quite similar in that we both started playing football a little bit later than some people. Like, a lot of people start playing football, you know, 3-4 years old. We didn't really start properly until we were about 11 or 12. And So we used to play a lot together, like in the garden and stuff. We founded a team when we were 16 called CBA, which a lot of us played for, which a lot of those guys that played in that memorial match played in. You were a big part of it. You were, I think you got 18 goals in the first season or something like that, 17 goals.
First season was better than the second.
Yeah, second season kind of fell. You had a bit of a Balotelli moment.
Second season syndrome.
But we won the cup in the first year, League Cup. We had a nice little unit, and you were playing predominantly on the right wing.
Yeah, I think what that team represented was, as you said, been friends for a long time and were either always playing football down the park or playing on, was it Pro Evolution or FIFA? So that team with all our friends was a real difference to the type of teams we used to play in, where it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah, because you'd play maybe for your local team, would be maybe you'd know one or two of them from your local school. Yeah. But you and I, well, me specifically, I used to go to school quite far away from where I live. So the team I played in, which was Heybridge Swifts before we created our team, I literally didn't know any of them socially whatsoever. So it's much
makes a huge difference.
It's much more fun.
But you could tell the first couple of games, starting to score goals, celebrating with everyone, it felt different because they're all your mates as well as the team.
Which is what we want to recreate with Hashtag United. And also, you know, with me and you, Rich, like, yeah, we played together at uni, both with the uni team and your Sunday team. Yeah. But the reason that when I left uni, I carried on playing with your team where possible is that it's much more fun for me than playing with, like when I was living in Hertfordshire, I could have played with a local team, but instead I was happy to drive sort of 30, 40 minutes to your team because I knew you all. So much more enjoyable, right?
Yeah, I mean, football at the end of the day is about fun, isn't it? And unless you're going to play a professional level, then you've got to be with your mates.
Yeah.
It's no fun to play with people you don't know and then go home and tell somebody else about it.
Exactly.
You'd rather be texting each other saying, oh, did you see that banger? Or Ryan Adams, did you see that miss?
And yeah, so Rich and I met on the first day of uni. So much like Faisal and I met first year of primary school, we met first day of uni. We were neighbours in the halls.
Yeah, I remember it.
I remember it well. I remember, I saw you had a PlayStation. I thought, hang on, I can get involved in that.
Yeah. One thing I have taken from that is that means you're a clinger, basically.
I find someone, I make hold on to them for dear life. And we started playing with your Sunday team, Taplow Swans.
Yep.
And then we played at uni as well. And we had a nice housemates were all quite good at football as well, so we played a little bit together.
Yeah. So we started a five-a-side team as well.
What was that called? Oh, Basingstoke Balthazar. We lived
I
on
forgot
a road.
That name.
We went to Reading Uni, but we lived on a road called Basingstoke Road. And for some reason, I was obsessed with the word Balthazar, so we called ourselves Basingstoke Balthazars. What a name. We had some great names over the years. So that was our football pedigree. And what some people may know, proper hardcore fans of the channel, is they may have seen you both in some other content we've made over the years. Faisal, again, starting off with you, on another channel I still have called Spencer Owen or Spencer CBA 6, you appeared in a video of me called Life Advice. Do you remember this?
I did indeed. How could I forget?
You had some absolute pearls of wisdom in that video. Actually, I'll tell you what, we'll play a little segment from it now.
Tell me. Where's a good place to go out and pull girls in Chelmsford or Essex?
Well, the obvious answer is Duke's Genesis.
Duke's?
Yeah, it's situated near the train station. It's equidistant from town and the major transport links.
Okay, and walk me for a standard night in Duke's?
You've got to get past security. It is quite tough. There's been a few sort of incidents.
You got any friends there that can help you get through easily or...?
No, my advice is just be safe. Take what you need, nothing extra. I mean, if you don't have anything extra on you, they can't question you. I mean,
what would be extra?
Say you had a picnic and you got some cutlery. I'd just put that in the bin. It's not worth taking. It's not worth the risk.
You don't want to ruin a night out just with some paper cutlery.
What you need really is sort of wallet, phone, house key, and maybe some chewing gum.
For afters.
The jocks amongst us might take some sort of sexual protection, but. Yeah. My view is that it's available in there.
So that's the sort of thing we could hear. You told us about how to get girls on nights out, how to make sure your phone had the right package to attract the opposite sex. Some of the stuff we talked about was outrageous. But have you got any new life advice for the modern audience? This is probably like 6-7 years later since the first life advice.
Yeah, it's a long time. Obviously now I've progressed into more of a financial background, and a saying that I heard just recently was look after the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves. Well, my advice is look after the pounds and the millions will take care of themselves.
It's a no-brainer.
Makes sense.
Why haven't people been doing that for years? I mean, it's a numbers game. I think you said that in life advice. It's a numbers game.
It always ends like that, yeah.
Excellent stuff. That is excellent advice. That's the sort of thing you can expect from Faisal on the right wing or wherever you play for Hashtag United.
Yeah, and in the dressing room, the team's only going to benefit from those wise words.
Pearls of wisdom.
Yeah.
Pearls of wisdom. And Rich, you've featured in a few different iterations. Our first kind of... Actually, one of my first real videos on YouTube, actually, was us. We called ourselves the Corridor Boys.
Yeah.
We were the band Westlife wanted to be.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And unfortunately, no one else did. And we didn't actually sing or perform. We just mimed.
We did have a Facebook fan page. Just like
and at the time, 100 likes was decent.
Yeah.
this is literally like the year YouTube was created, I think we did this. Yeah. This is early
doors. I think we actually created YouTube.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
We didn't get any of the royalties, though. Nice. We basically used to mime to songs in your car or in the corridor, hence the name Corridor Boys. And we had a little bit of success. Songs such as Heartbeat by
yep.
Scouting for Girls.
Remember that one.
If I Let You Go by Westlife.
Yep.
They're all crackers. If you have seen a video I did on my channel, guys, called... I think it was reacting to my early videos or something like that. Corridor Boys do feature prominently in that. And what also features in there is Spectre and Rodgson, which is a crime-fighting duo from the streets of New York.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yep, completely improvised.
This is basically me making Rich make videos with me when he didn't really want to.
And
didn't know what was going on. I created this character loosely based on Jonathan Spectre, who used to play for West Ham, you might remember him. And but I made him American. He was American. Jonathan Spector was American. Yeah. Is American. He's still alive, we hope. And
He might be now.
He could be. So it's Inspector Spectre and Inspector Rodgson. It's called Spectre and Rodgson. And we used to literally, like, one day we were driving to Power League, so we just started following his dad. We made this little story up about how his dad was a criminal, like, drug dealer or something. We were like, we got to get him. And I put this horrible, like, American accent. You know what? I'll play you a clip of this so you can understand what I'm talking about.
Inspector and Rodgson back on the case. We're still following Mr. Kelvin Beck, criminal number one. He's expected to be associated with drugs, trafficking, and trafficking cones. He's stealing traffic cones. Look at him. He's got over 40 drugs and 7 injectors, which are all drugs, and drugs are bad, man. What do you think, Spectre?
I'm on his case, man.
We gotta catch this bozo. You bozo. We're coming for you, you bozo. Look at how he's driving. He doesn't care about anyone but himself and his 40 drugs. I hate this guy. I'm gonna shoot him with my pistol, which I'm allowed because I'm in America and we shoot people with pistols. Get the drugs. There's traffic lights. I don't know what we do in the traffic lights. What do you do in the traffic lights?
Stop.
Oh my God, I should have even done the training. See you, suckers.
So that was Spectre and Rodgson. Pretty random stuff, but it has to start somewhere. That was where the YouTube journey began for me, Rich, and you were part of it. You were both part of it. Thank you. And before you ask, you don't have any entitlement to any royalties or anything, because those videos, they were fun. But
it's enough to know we made you the man you are today.
You really did, guys. And you're going to be part of the future. That's the important thing. It comes full circle.
Yep.
You know, when I started putting this idea together of making this football team, you guys were top of the list. Get you involved, not just from our football background, because you've been in the YouTube kind of world, you know?
Exactly. It shows that this is not something that's happened overnight. You've been doing it for such a long time.
That's what a lot of people don't realise. Exactly, yeah. Because I maybe only started making football or FIFA or whatever videos probably like maybe 2-3 years ago. But I actually made my first YouTube video in 2007, I think.
Well, the Corridor Boys are 8 years old.
Yeah, Corridor Boys are 8 years old, mate. That's we've got to have a 10-year anniversary gift in a few years.
Somebody book Wembley.
Right. Let's get on to the nuts and bolts of Hashtag United. What it is, what it means, how it's going to work. Okay, so I've actually got some news for you guys, because I've actually redeveloped the way we're going to do this content, which you guys don't know about yet. But it's going to be interesting. One of the things we were toying with, we weren't sure whether we should join a Sunday league, Saturday league, whatever, some kind of actual existing football league, and, you know, compete with the existing teams. We weren't sure whether to set up our own league, which was cool, but then we actually realised there's loads of back-end like administration we have to do and make sure other teams play each other, etc. So we were a little bit toying with both ideas. And then we had a few negatives, for example, with the Sunday League approaches. Obviously, we want to film them to a certain standard, like we did in that first game. You know, multiple cameras. We filmed on an artificial pitch, which means the weather was terrible that game. We actually wouldn't have been able to play, I don't think, if it had been on grass. Those things, we don't want to have games called off. We want people to come to the games as well. That's the other thing, guys. We'll soon be releasing where our home stadium will be, and you can actually come and watch us. And so we wanted to find a way of making it slightly more in our control, which you don't always get with a Sunday league. You don't always get the options of, like, for instance, we couldn't film the away games to that quality because we wouldn't have had the same setup. We couldn't make the teams play on our ground for away games. Likewise, we couldn't make teams want to be filmed for YouTube, so it's hard to do. So what we've actually done, it's actually a very clever way we think of designing it. It's loosely based on the way it's done in Ultimate Team on FIFA. Is what we're actually going to do is we're going to create a league, but the league is only about us. So the teams we play are irrelevant in many sense. Yes, it's important we beat them and we can line up opponents and we've got loads of options of who we play. But we have targets. How do you feel about that?
I think that's quite interesting. I think it's something, like I said, completely different.
We still have targets. It won't be that we're competing with Team A for the division title, but it'll be like we have to win this game or we don't go up, and we have to get there to progress. And there'll be rewards and incentives. I forgot to say as well, if we get certain things, much like in FIFA, you get points and coins. We as players will get certain things if we get to certain points. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot. Trust me, it's going to be good. Okay, so that's how it's going to work. We are going to start our games very soon, but I want to do a video on YouTube where people can get to know everyone a bit better first and foremost, so they understand, similar to what we're doing here, but obviously there's a lot more players than just us three. We've got my brothers involved as well, we've got loads of other people, so we need to learn about those players and explain the process. But this is exclusive for the podcast. What I'd like, with that in mind, for the viewers and the listeners to have now is actually a way of getting to know you and envisioning your style more, because they saw a fair bit about you in that game. But Faisal, your main highlights in that video we did was basically getting fouled quite badly twice. Actually, one was a clean tackle, but the second one was you got absolutely smashed.
Yeah, I thought it was an episode of Take Me Out, to be fair.
So there's lots more to come from you. But for people that want to know, what can I expect from Faisal Manji? What is his strengths? What are his weaknesses? If you had to compare yourself to a footballer in play style, now if you feel free to use two footballers, maybe the footballer you would love to be and the footballer you're maybe more like, who would they be and why?
So growing up, as you know, huge admirer of Thierry Henry. Whatever he did, I'll try and replicate that.
Yeah.
Free kicks, delivery, the pace.
Same boots.
Cutting in, same boots, yeah.
You're an Arsenal fan as well, so obviously.
Yeah, big Arsenal fan. Always had his name on the kit. So I'd always want to play out front, but then I sort of moved more to the wing. This is a bit of time in the past, but whacking Real Betis, quick pace on the right.
I like that, I like that.
And putting
have you still got the pace, would you say? You haven't lost it, have you?
Pace is still there.
Oh, good, good. It's still good to know.
Just needs to be unleashed.
Because the average age of our team is probably about 27. There's a couple of younger guys, there's a couple of older guys, maybe 28. So whilst that's a good age for like experience, probably means we're lacking in a bit of youth. We need a youth academy. So maybe think about that for Lazio. Get some youngsters in there. You know,
fresh blood.
Train them up. But as long as we've got pace, I'm happy. Like Seb was a very, very fast player in his day, but I don't think he's as fast as he used to be anymore. So we're relying for some pace to come from somewhere. It's definitely not coming from me and Rich, that's for sure. So Joaquin. Is that what you say? Joaquin and Henry?
I'd say a mixture, but yeah, obviously Henry is someone that I still think about when you're on the pitch and you're cutting in from the left and you just curl it into the corner and you think, that's an Henry finish.
That's what you're aiming to do.
It's that whole the approach of wanting to make goals as much as score them.
He
definitely embodied that. You see that with other sort of more relevant players now, but I felt he started off that movement back in the day. And when you're on the pitch, as you know, I like to set people up as much as I do putting one away.
Exactly.
And remember the old days of the Sergio Ramos Beckham connections that we used to do. So setting you up for a goal would be a nice feeling for hashtag.
We had a weird code when we used to play together. Actually, I don't know if we should say this because our opposition might hear it.
Yeah,
we have a word that we say.
We'll keep that.
I'll tell you off podcast, Rich. But we have a word that we say, which basically means I'm going to go back post. You find me from a corner. And I'll head it in. I think it worked once. But we didn't use it a lot. It was like an emergency procedure. But in one game against Perry Street, I think it was, in the under-18s Chelmsford Youth League, we said the word, you whipped it in, I headed it in. We won 3-0.
Another assist to the stats. So
another assist.
Everyone's happy.
And my first goal. excellent. All right. Well, I had Theo Walcott written down because Arsenal player, pacey, bit inconsistent.
Yeah. That's fair. He's obviously someone who bases himself on Thierry, so I'll just wrap that all up.
Exactly. And like Theo, I feel like you're best when utilising your pace, when you're playing a ball in front of you, you've got to run onto it, as opposed to, say, a Messi, who's fast on the ball. You want to get a bit of open space, run onto it, and then bang one in.
Exactly. I think I remember you drafted some player profiles for one of the old clubs, and my one read, better running without the ball than with it.
There you go. Rich, what about you, mate? Who would you say you would love to be like and who would you say you actually are like?
It's a tough one for me because I've got this internal battle whether I should be playing central midfield or centre-back. I'm going to go with centre-back because that's probably my best position and I'm going to like myself to Jamie Carragher.
Okay.
Not the best on the ball. Lots of heart, love a tackle and probably end up in a book most games.
Very true, to be fair. I actually thought about Carragher. I ended up writing down Tony Adams because I thought you're like an old school old school centre back. Yeah, but then I was also thinking, I was trying to think of someone that can score goals, like nice goals, because you've got a great strike on you.
Yeah.
And the only person I could think from centre back that used to do that a lot was Daniel Agger. Remember Agger used to come forward and bang them.
Or Risa. I haven't said that, he's more of a left back.
But you've got that about you, definitely.
For Marlon as well. But for you both playing as centre back on the other weekend, how is that as a partnership?
Well, when we first met, are you going to tell the story?
I was actually going to. When we first met, we started playing football together. And have you seen the film The Mighty Ducks?
Yep.
So there's these two brothers. Well, they're not actually brothers, are they?
They're just the big lads in the team. When I went to uni, I was a big lad as well. I was actually bigger than you at the time.
Yeah.
And we called ourselves the Bash Brothers, didn't we?
Yeah, the Bash Brothers.
And we reunited the Bash Brothers, albeit I'm about 4 stone lighter now. Yeah.
And I'm probably 4 stone heavier.
You maintain the total
weight.
That's the only reason I've put it on.
I appreciate that as well. Right, if you ever see Rich in person, you'll realise he carries about 6 stone in his calves. He's got the biggest calves I've ever seen. The Bash Brothers connection was clean sheet, mate.
Yeah.
Centre-back partnership, clean sheet, what's not to like?
Yeah.
Interesting game we can now play. Who am I? You tell me who would I be? Feel free to... Cheap shots are welcome. What player am I?
That's a tough one.
Dear, where do we start? Titus Bramble springs to
mind. Titus Bramble, mate.
That's harsh.
That is very harsh.
That's harsh on Titus Bramble.
He's been trying to carve out a career and we've just put him to shame.
Yeah.
I think... I'm going to go with... And this is going to take a bit of explaining and I'm probably going to pick him because I'm a Newcastle fan. I'm going to go with Colaccini. Because you can have games where you're very, very good, but you can have games when you're absolutely rubbish.
To be fair, in more recent times, a lot of the games I'll be rubbish would be when we play for Swans, your dad would play like left wing. I'd be like, how am I playing left wing?
Okay, I've changed it. Phil Neville. Yeah. Utility.
I've got the utility of Phil Neville, but I don't really deserve to start. No, to be fair, I played, I reckon, every single position for Swans at some point, apart from in goal.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever played in goal, but
you were down to go in goal that week. You scored an own goal, but after that, you weren't allowed.
I should have. My last ever game for Swans, but may I say, I scored 2 goals. Remember that last ever game?
Who's it against?
We won 8-1 or something. I scored 2. That little guy in centre mid scored 2. Is this season?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember. Where was it?
It was at our new home pitch. Remember the kids started coming second half. They started watching.
Oh, yeah. I remember them, yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite funny because I don't think I've ever scored 2 goals in a game, in an 11-side game ever. And like I say, in Swans, I don't know what the reason was, but mainly I think we didn't have any players that would play there. I used to get played in quite attacking positions sometimes, which is really...
It's for the pace, I think.
But I wouldn't say it's my forte. But I just always try my hardest. And we just come up against a quite weak opposition. And I scored 2 goals in the first 10 minutes, I think. And I was like buzzing. I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I might score 3. And then second half, some guys that watched my channel actually came to that was playing next pitch and they started watching. And I thought, I wish they'd been watching in the first half. And the second half, all I did was miss a few opportunities, like fall over a few times. And then I pulled my hammy about 3 days later and then I moved. So I never played again. But it's a good last game to finish on.
Yeah, I think you've been a bit hard on yourself as well. They hadn't lost all season, that team.
Hadn't they?
No.
Oh, mate. I'm obviously decent at football. Yeah. Excellent. The player I had written down for myself is more of a player that I'd like to be. And I'm like Rich, I think, ultimately, even less than Rich, actually. You've played a lot more games probably in centre mid for Swans than I ever did. But I always had ambitions to play further forward. Mostly played defence most of my career, full-back, centre-back, whatever career. And but a lot of that was associated. I think I started playing further forward when I stopped being so big. I was a bigger lad. I couldn't play further forward. But a player I always wanted to be like, and I think I've only ever had the fitness to be like probably once in my life, which was like last year of uni, is Valon Bahrami. Now, it's realistic because he's not the best player in the world. No one really aspires to be him, but he runs so much ground. I've never really done that, but it's what I've always wanted to do. Centre mid, running box to box. And that's what I want to try and become. Really fit. And then it's just a case of being good enough at football. But forget that bit. Deal with that later.
We'll plug you into the matrix and sort that straight out, don't we?
You used to have the highlights in your hair, to be fair. So
for like a few months.
Maybe bring those back.
It's a mistake getting you guys on there. You're going to throw up all these past, all these bits of my past that I thought I'd forgotten.
But I can't comment on hair after some of the photos from us at uni.
I know some of the haircuts are absolutely shambolic. I'll take Colaccini, I suppose. What did you say?
As a centre-back, actually, coming back to it, I'd said that as a joke, but as an Arsenal boy, I see a bit of Laurent Koscielny in you, a footballing centre-back.
I thought you were going to say Martin Keown. You know...
solid footballer, can play the ball out, step out of defence quite well.
Another player who I wouldn't actually say I play like at all, but I would like to be compared to because of the connection we both have, is me and Vincent Kompany. Centre back, plays a bit of centre mid as well. Doesn't really do it anymore, but when he first came to City, he played there as well. But anyway.
Zero banter as well. So.
Absolutely zero banter, bless him. Lovely guy, but zero banter. I mentioned it earlier, this Football Manager save I've started with us all playing in the team. Faisal, Mikhail, you're Mikhail Antonio. I've nicknamed Mikhail Antonio Faisal, basically, and Rich, you're Winston Reid. Are you happy with those? I had to use existing West Ham players, so.
I was happy until the first few games. I was looking at the ratings and. Winston's let me down.
Nothing I can do about that.
He's let me down.
You are the highest rated centre back in the club, though. Actually, I think I am, because I made myself like unbelievable. as you would. But I think I'm down as a CDM technically, so you are the highest rated centre back. And you've actually had some great games, but you've been injured twice. Three games in, you got injured for 4 weeks, came back, had a great return, scored a couple of assists, and then got injured for 6 weeks. What's going on, mate?
Yeah, that's not good. And not reflective of me as a footballer, as you know, I'm on the end of a few tough tackles, but normally injuries aren't a problem, so hopefully we can get that sorted.
We'll look at that.
But just to be part of the first team setup for me, is I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when you get back to full fitness, you'll be a starter, I'm sure. Me and Seb were created new. Saunders took over Martin Ødegaard. Pretty happy with that, I think. Young kids smashing it right now in there. So we're all in there. Make sure you check it out on the channel if you haven't already, guys. There's plenty more games in that to go. Obviously, we're going to try and play out the whole season. And it'll be interesting to see how we get on with us. And then how we get on in real life. Before we finish, I want to do a quick quiz. We need some sort of buzzer, though. So can you create a noise that you can buzz in with?
Doing.
Doing? Okay, well, that's the noise. So Faisal with doing and Rich is that like, car brake sound. And what I've done is you may be familiar with Opta stats. They have stats, they'll tweet out and stuff. I've taken some free stats they tweeted out recently, but I've removed the key name, which is the person or the club. And I want you to try and tell me who it is. So if you've got an idea, use your buzzer. And if you buzz and don't give me the answer straight away, it will go over to the other person.
Okay.
First question. 8 is the number. Team name, unknown. Have scored more direct free kicks than any other team in Europe's 5 leagues this season. They've scored 8 of them.
Doyle.
I'm going to go to Faisal.
Chelsea.
Correct. Chelsea have scored more direct free kicks than any other team in the top 5 leagues. Not including, obviously, #United. Who have scored none. But hopefully we'll score some. Hopefully Faisal will score some. Actually, you both take free kicks. There's a bit of competition there. Yeah. You're probably a longer range of free kick. He's probably a close. I don't know. We'll have to have a little bit of a...
We'll sort that on the training pitch.
Training pitch, yeah. Next stat. The number, 15. This player has had a hand in 15 goals in all competitions for his club this season. 8 goals, 7 assists. 8 more than any other player at that club. So this is one player who is massively outperforming everyone else at that player. He's got 8 goals, 7 assists. I'll give you a clue. He's a new signing to that team as well this season. Who's come in to the Premier League? Rich Beck?
I'm going to go Dele Alli.
Not Dele Alli.
Doing? Ighalo?
He's not a new signing. Oh, he was at Watford last year in the Championship. I'll give you another clue. He plays for my club, West Ham.
Payet.
Dimitri Payet is correct. Considering he missed almost 3 months of the season... He's got 8 goals and 7 assists, 15, and it's 8 more than anyone else at West Ham. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
He's doing okay.
Yeah. He's absolutely bossing it. Okay, so it's currently 1-1. This is the decider, guys.
I'm nervous.
Final one. The number, 20. This player has been involved in 20 goals in all competitions this season, more than any other English Premier League midfielder.
I'm going to say Dele Alli again.
It's not Dele Alli. Goes to Faisal for the win.
Mesut Ozil.
He's English.
In the English league.
English Premier League midfielder.
Is it Barkley?
It's Ross Barkley, oh, yeah.
I didn't even listen to that.
On a technicality, Rich gets it because you thought it meant English Premier League. I know what you meant there. Technically called the Barclays Premier League for now. Till next year when it will be the Premier League. All right. Well, that's basically where I want to wrap things up, guys. Thank you very much for coming in. Faisal, thank you for joining us. You actually worked down the road, so you've popped in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Much
back
appreciated. Exactly. I mean, back to the day job. But Rich, thank you for joining us as well. Best of luck with the little one, which is going to pop out hopefully anytime soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good luck for later.
And then obviously you'll have to, when she's up and running, bring her to the game.
Yeah.
Mascots. Yes. Mascots, your two kids could be our first two mascots.
I'll tell you what, the little boy is almost taller than me, so he'll be alright.
Get him involved, that's the youth team right there.
Okay. Youth policy.
But how young can we start legally? I think they've got to be.
He's got my calf, so I think he'll probably be alright.
Well, more on that on the hashtag Youth Academy to come. Before we finish, how can people like keep in touch with you if they want to like follow you on various things? Rich, where can they find you?
At RichBeck4 on Twitter. I use Instagram as well, same username.
RichBeck4.
Yep.
RichBeck 4.
Yep, that's
okay.
Good.
And Faisal, what about you, mate?
Instagram at Mangedog and hopefully not on the news.
Hopefully not on the news. Mangedog, by the way, is MANJDOG.
Exactly.
Mangedog. on Instagram. So get involved with these guys. These are two of the most pivotal players in the Hashtag United team. There's obviously more you'll be introduced to in time, guys. But Rich and Fraser, thank you for joining me. Have you had fun?
Lots of fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
Lots Excellent stuff. Let's hope that it continues to be lots of fun, banging in the goals, getting the wins for Hashtag United as we start what should be and could be an amazing football adventure. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to check out DreamTeamFC.com, who are the sponsors of this podcast. I'll be back soon next week with another one of the Spencer FC podcast. But until then, don't go changing.